This is Cliff Mass, and welcome to my weather podcast. Each week, I talk about current weather, provide a forecast for the weekend and beyond, and give you more details about an interesting weather phenomenon. It's Friday, March 31st, and let's talk about the weather. The relatively dry and warm period that we've enjoyed is now ending, and a potent frontal system will move through today, followed by cool, showery conditions over the weekend. This morning, a fairly decent Pacific front is apparent on the satellite pictures just offshore of the Washington coast, and it's preceded by some light showers that are now entering western Washington. You can expect increasing rain intensity afternoon over much of western Washington as this front moves through, and I expect it to be accompanied by gusty winds from the south, particularly during the mid to late afternoon. Now, behind the front, there will be cool, unstable, showery conditions, and that's going to be associated with rapidly declining snow levels. So at lower elevations west of the Cascades over the weekend, you can expect on and off showers and temperatures in the upper 40s. So this will be on Saturday and Sunday. But the situation in the mountains will be more dramatic, with strong flow from the west, from off the Pacific Ocean, accompanied by moist, unstable conditions. There is going to be a massive amount of snowfall in the Cascades above roughly 1,500 feet. I'm talking about 10 to 30 inches in places. I would not be surprised if there were some issues getting across the passes on Saturday. So keep that in mind. There will be a lot of snow in the passes and conditions could be dangerous. Now, this big snowfall will be quite beneficial. Right now, the Cascades snowpack is a bit below normal, roughly 90 to 95%, maybe a little lower on the Olympics. But I expect, with all the snow this weekend, it will be normal by the end of the weekend. So, and some places maybe even a little bit above normal. So a really good addition to the snowpack late in the season, and this really counts. Now, with westerly flow behind the front, eastern Washington should be dry. The air will be downsloping on the Cascades, and so I expect there to be dry conditions, but cool conditions in eastern Washington. It could be windy as the westerly winds accelerate down the slopes of the Cascades. And temperatures over the weekend will only get into the mid-50s in eastern Washington, maybe upper 50s. Now, looking at the longer-range forecasts, the models are pretty emphatic that a modest upper-level ridge will move into the region by midweek. So I would expect showers to decline over all of western Washington Cascades by Wednesday, with temperatures rising to near normal. Well, enjoy the weather, and thanks for listening. Weather doesn't end with the forecast. Now let's talk about the special weather topic of the week. Have you ever wondered why the temperature of freezing is 32 on the Fahrenheit scale? Why not 20 or 50? Why not zero, as in the centigrade scale used around the world? This podcast will tell you why. But to do so, to explain in this, we need to go back roughly 300 years ago. In the early 1700s, the Danish astronomer Ole Rømer had constructed several alcohol-in-glass thermometers. There were no standard scales then, so he had to come up with his own. Now, the lowest temperature he could reliably create used a mixture of ice, water, and salt, the temperature of which he called zero. Now, I want you to remember that a mixture of ice, salt, and water can exist below freezing. I mean, freezing being the 32 degrees we know today. I mean, that is why we spread salt on the roads, to allow water to exist below 32 degrees. So Rome used the temperature of this ice water salt mixture as zero and arbitrarily designated the temperature of boiling water as 60. Why 60? He didn't explain. Okay, now we turn to 1708, and Gabriel Fahrenheit, a Dutch manufacturer of meteorological instruments, came back from a visit to astronomer Romer, and Fahrenheit decided to get into the thermometer business. He decided to use mercury instead of alcohol as the fluid inside the thermometer, since mercury expanded and contracted more uniformly as temperature changed than alcohol. So mercury is actually better than alcohol for a thermometer. So he decided to use mercury. But what scale would Fahrenheit use? Well, first Fahrenheit decided to follow Romer and use the temperature of a mixture of ice, salt, and water as 0 degrees. This is quite reasonable. It's a low temperature, and you can get this zero. You can get it very easily by getting this mixture. Then he came up with the idea of using the temperature of the human body as 96. Why 96? No one really knows. But it is a number that's evenly divisible by 2, 3, 4, and 8, and 12, so it's good for making a scale, I guess. All right, so using a scale with 0 for that ice-water mixture and 96 for the human body, he found that water freezes around 32 degrees Fahrenheit. Later, he made adjustments to the scale, so the human body temperature ended up as 98.6. The Fahrenheit scale is still favored in the United States, but in most of the world, the centigrade scale is applied. And this uses freezing and boiling temperatures for 0 and 100. Well, that's a lot more elegant, I guess, 0 and 100 for freezing and boiling. But it does have disadvantages of frequently going negative in winter. Meteorologists like myself and scientists like myself use the absolute temperature scale, which is just the centigrade scale plus 273. In the absolute scale, 0 degrees really means something. It is the lowest temperature possible under any circumstance. This is absolute zero. So it's good for science. I hope you enjoyed learning about temperature scales. You'll never look at a thermometer the same way again. Thanks for listening. Thank you for listening to my podcast. Feel free to send me your questions or any topics you would like me to cover. This podcast will be available every Friday morning on my blog and major podcast platforms. If you would like to support this podcast, feel free to use the Patreon link on my blog. See you next time.